What's going on, everybody? It's the Heath Mulliken Project. It is January the 18th, 2023, and today is the four-year anniversary since my wife Karen passed away. And what I wanted to do today is it occurred to me that a lot of you on Facebook or wherever we're friends, you never knew Karen. You never knew her. And I thought I would take a few minutes today between running around. As you know, I typically record this podcast while I'm in my car. But I thought I would take a few moments and just tell you about her and tell you the kind of woman that she was. First of all, she was a very, she was very kind. She obviously was a Christian. She was a really great pastor's wife. She was a great, support system. She loved me. She loved God. She loved the church. She loved people. She loved people. And she had the gift of hospitality and just wanted to serve people. And I remember one of the most fun things that for her, and I wish they would bring it back, or at least some churches, is Alive Wesleyan. When it was Central First Wesleyan, every year we would do a Christmas dinner in the fellowship hall, which is now on the campus of Southern Wesleyan. Nicholson Mitchell 203 is where the old fellowship hall was. And the women would bring out their Christmas china, and you would basically decorate a table. And we would have, I think it was like a potluck, but a really nice, you dressed up. She loved doing that. It was one of her favorite things. And that was, you know, we had some fine china, which I think I've still got it. I didn't get rid of it. But she loved doing things like that. So she was very creative. If you ask, some of her friends, relatives, when it came time for them to get married and they would do like the bachelorette party leading up to the wedding, Karen would come up with the most creative games and very like very like mature or whatever, and like, but fun, but and would kind of surprise some people, you know, the stuff she would do. But it always got, I mean, because along that creativity, she was so funny. She was a very funny person. One of the things she used to get so mad at me about is she would, and I didn't do it intentionally, she would come up with something funny and I would just change a word or say it differently to make it just a little bit funnier. I'm just trying to keep the laugh going. And she would get so mad. She's like, you always got to improve my job. I mean, she knew it was making it a little bit better. But I was so funny. It was so funny. We laughed a lot. And she was kind. She was creative. One thing we did when I was pastoring at Oakway is, man, now I can't even remember what it was called, but we would go to some of the shut-ins and basically we would take tea. She would make cookies and we would take tea, and she had like a little devotional book. And I remember, you know, visiting some of those folks and just having a good time. And Karen just had a heart for people. She's had a heart for people. Always put others before herself. I mean, really, one of the least selfish, at least, you know, one of the least selfish people that I knew in our relationship. Being, I can't imagine, I've never been a pastor's spouse. I can't imagine. I think about all the sacrifices she made because she knew that I was, a lot of times I was living my dream, you know, when I was going to camp and I was doing this and that. I mean, I was living my dream and I was making an impact, and she fully supported that, and it was pretty incredible, man. Couldn't have not, man. There's no way. When you think about me, okay, and people, you know, people say, man, Heath knows everybody, and that, you know, Heath's got this story, and he knows this person, and he knows he's got a big network. Listen, none of that happens. None of that happens without Karen. None of it. None of that. None of that network. Because she was such a strong, supportive woman who took care of our family. And there's so many people who only knew her during those last years when she was sick. And she was very competitive. She played basketball. She played soccer. I think she played softball. I don't know that she was on the team. I mean, I think she was on the team maybe, but maybe didn't play. Wasn't her favorite. And then she came to Southern Wesleyan, was going to run cross country. I don't think that her picture's in the yearbook on the cross country team and maybe basketball, but she ended up her sophomore year helping start the women's soccer team. That was really her passion, and she was so competitive. And if you remember, you know, that first year team only had three, maybe four girls who had played soccer before, and so there was a lot of really bad losses, and she was having the time of her life, but she was really competitive. She would be so angry after those matches, and I just had to, you know, be like, you know, honey, you did great. Oh, we're terrible. You know, we got to do better. I did terrible. And I'm like, you know, and you just kind of had to give her space to grunt and growl and all those things. And she was competitive. Board games, you know, whatever we were doing, she was competitive. One really cool thing, well, I mean, not cool for me, but I remember we were at somebody's house and they had boxing gloves. And so we put these boxing gloves on, and I'm thinking, ha ha, you know, we're going to mess around. And all of a sudden, Karen just starts swinging. And dude, she was boom, boom. I mean, she's landing. I'm like, whoa, 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 what's up? What's going on here? She loved to play Boggle. And there were times we would have church dinners. They did this thing called Salt Shakers at our church, which stood for Spend a Little Time. And they basically, you wouldn't have a draft, but they would basically put couples in a random thing and say, all right, you guys are having dinner together. And it was so cool. We'd always end up playing board games or Boggle or stuff like that. And she was very competitive, man. She always, you know, always wanted to play Boggle. And one year we got a Nintendo Wii, and kudos to her, man. The Wii's had been out a couple of years, and so she got us really a great deal off of Craigslist or something like that. But she was very competitive with that, you know, the bowling or all the, you know, all the different Wii sports games. So she was the kind of person that everybody loved. And people, they might have a problem with me or the way that I did my job or the way that I didn't do my job, but they never had a problem with Karen, at least that I knew of. Yeah, she was great, and she faced, Huntington's disease about as well as anybody could. She just wanted to live, and she ate the chocolate, and she wanted to watch TV. She watched TV, and it was definitely, obviously, man, a life cut tragically short, but 100% a life well lived. I don't think Karen would say she wasted her life by any stretch of the imagination. She loved her children. She loved me. She's just a great person. She was just great. And I think about her every day. And I think more and more about the positive things. Certainly, I have, I've thought about the hard times. I've thought about mistakes I made. I thought about things I wish I would have done differently. But I believe it's taken some time, but I don't feel any guilt for that anymore. I feel like in Karen's final days, I was able to tell her how I felt and tell her how sorry I was and say to her, I wish I'd have done this, wish I'd have done that. And I feel like I spent the last 4 years confessing those things to God and healing. And a big part of healing is forgiving yourself and learning to live and learning that sometimes the best thing you can do for yourself and to honor your loved one is to live an abundant life. And that's what I try to do. And, in the next weeks and months, on this podcast and in my life, just trying to share. I mean, I told my counselor yesterday, I said, I've had such a transformational experience the last 6 months with my mental health that is a combination of personal growth, counseling, and the power of the Holy Spirit. I told her yesterday, I said, I wish if I could help everybody feel and experience and get to the place that God has brought me, and everybody's got a different journey, man, that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. Because, again, like I said, it's been transformational. It's been a really long, long, hard road. But I am so grateful that I got to spend, 19 years married. We started dating in 1995. So 24 years together almost 20 years married. And I'm so grateful for all of that. She loved, the worst parts of me. And she pushed me to be better. And because she loved me, because she knew I could do better. I'm so grateful for that. There's no way. No way I'm the man I am today. And I know that what's happened over these last 4 years, the growth, the journey, all of those, 100% seeds that Karen planted in me. And I'm just grateful. And so that's a little bit about Karen. I wish you could have known her. But she was a great woman. Appreciate all your love. Hope to see y'all soon.